You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
No doubt the pandemic has certainly wreaked havoc in a lot of people's lives, not only with the illness, but also with the economy and the job situation. And things have changed, and a lot of things are probably not going to go back to the way they used to be. And talking to us now a little bit more about what's going on with the industry and the job situation and what may likely not go back to normal is Michael Goldberg, who is a hiring expert and founder of Hiring Transformed. Michael, welcome in. Thanks for being with me.
Good morning, JT. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just got over COVID back day one here after being out for about 14 days. Still a little dragging, but, you know, I'm glad to be back. You know, laying around is good for about 2-3 days, you know, resting. But the isolation and the fatigue that goes with this is just awful. But, you know, I see a lot of different job opportunities out there that have popped open because of what's going on with coronavirus and this pandemic changing a lot of things. The real estate business seems to be doing quite well right now, but obviously there are certain fields that have taken a pretty big hit and may not get back to normal. So let's talk about what jobs are most likely not to be hiring due to the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously your service jobs, jobs like chefs, servers, retail clerks. Right now, you know, with the exception of, you know, the workers in the warehouse, let's say for, you know, Amazon or Walmart, if you're working in a large distribution center like that, obviously where the safety measures are taken a lot, you know, very seriously, those are the jobs to go and apply for. But they're, you know, I was on at a conference on, a virtual conference on Friday. And basically it was interesting. They were talking about the kind of the recovery timeline by industry. And this is what's interesting. When they look at, financial services, retail trade, healthcare, construction, professional business services, it'll start to see recovery in 2021, 2022. But really, for the when you talk about trade, transportation, utilities, manufacturing, you won't see full recovery of that until 2023. And for 2024, educational services, government, leisure and hospitality obviously has been hit. That and the event management side of things have been hit pretty hard. They're not predicting that recovery until 2025.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let me ask you this. The conversation always comes back to, medicines will be the game changer. The vaccine or medicines like Tamiflu for flu, for instance, if you get coronavirus, there'll be some medicines you can take to slow it down and lessen the severity of it and the impact on yourself. So let's say they come out with this vaccine here in the next, you know, month or so, and it is, you know, pretty solid. And then they come up with some better medicines to, you know, attack the virus and people can deal with it better. Will that change all of those things you just described?
Yeah, immediately, no. Could it speed up the timeline for recovery? Absolutely. You know, it just depends on how they're going to, if they can figure out how they're going to distribute the vaccine. Dry ice, I hear there's a big shortage of dry ice, and this stuff has to stay cool at certain temperatures, right? So short answer to your question is yes, it will speed it up. But, you know, there's other hiccups along the way that we don't even know what's going to happen.
So Michael, let's talk about, you know, somebody that's listening right now. You know, there's some doom and gloom in what you're reporting with some of these professions and these areas and these manufacturing areas. But if somebody's listening right now and they've been displaced because of coronavirus and are looking for a job, what are some of the areas where people, you know, 30 seconds that could, you know, start to pivot and change their direction? And what industries are showing good promise right now?
The distribution, supply chain, logistics, still networking, engineering for, you know, for your software folks is doing really well. But look, if you're sitting at home and you're thinking about, all right, what do I need to be doing next? First off, you need to be planning right now. Do not slow down your search because it's the holidays. It moves quickly, and you have the opportunity to talk, whether you're doing a virtual or face-to-face, you have the chance to talk to people to help them find you a job. List out your skill sets that you have. If you need to change industries, list out the skill sets that are required. Check out the gaps and find out where you can go get those knowledge gaps and have some, you know, just do as much networking as you can.
All right. Very good information. Michael Goldberg, thank you so much. I appreciate the info this morning.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.